Good morning, Marsha.
CJ.
So what are we talking about today?
We're going to talk about love.
Love.
Love is in a lot of people's mind. And but I want to talk about love in the big capital L love, obviously romantic love, it gets a lot of emphasis, but I want to explore what would it be like to be a bit more loving in my day? What would it be like to share love, to approach things from a place of love? You know, the quote by Barbara DeAngelis I like a lot, love and kindness are never wasted. They always make a difference. They bless the one who receives them and they bless you, the giver. So, all right, so how do I approach my day a little bit more loving? Because I do believe, and there's that research about happiness, the more positive feelings and energy we bring to the day, it's contagious.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you, I'm sure, can guess, I'll start with myself, because if I don't do kindness to myself, if I'm not loving to myself, if I'm not compassionate with myself, it's hard for me to spread a good feeling. Mm-hmm. Start here.
Right.
And so the question is, what loving things can I do for myself? What care do I need? How could I be more gentle with myself as a place to start? And then, you know, so how can I be a bit more loving in my day? I was thinking about, and I was reading a book called The Other 90%. It's about how much more capacity we have than we actually use. And Robert Cooper, the author, was talking about how he went to Tibet. And the way they greet you in Tibet is tashi delay, which they told him meant, I honor the place in you where lives your courage, honor, hope, and dreams. Or when I looked up on the web, it also means, congratulations, you are alive. But I thought, you know, wouldn't it be great if we greeted people with something other than, hey, hi, mm-hmm. you know, that we honored and acknowledged and saw that person for the whole gift of who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So I started looking up on the web, you know, how do other cultures greet each other? Like in Hebrew, shalom, which means peace, or shalom, peace unto you. And is Irish Gaelic is God to you. Islam is peace be upon you. Hindu, namaste. I salute the God within you.
Hmm.
So doesn't that make our hi, how are you kind of seem, you know, not quite as potent as...
Exactly. Or yeah. We should do like the people in the Nadi in Avatar. I see you.
Yeah. That's kind of what it is, isn't it?
Yeah. It's seeing sort of the real you.
Yeah. I haven't seen Avatar, but I can't wait based on that line. Yeah. So how do I greet people that I interact with, even the ones I'm not in relationship with?
Mm-hmm.
And I get one of the gifts of being in this small town, you get a lot of opportunity to greet people. And so I've been just paying attention to that. Do I stop? Do I look them in the eye? Do I start with a place of, I have enough time to interact with this person? Because that's the most important thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, that's for me, because I'm always in a hurry. So that's my part about that. But just even stopping to see the person. And you know the ones that you interact with, when they do that with you, it makes all the difference.
It does.
You feel special.
Yeah.
It enhances your day. And then, of course, that's the quality of the attention and the quality of listening that we give to people makes a huge difference in both my experience of that interaction and their experience of that interaction. It's a form of kindness and a form of honoring to really listen, even if I disagree, even if I wouldn't say it that way. So to frame it that way, that if I want to be a little bit more loving in my day, how can I do it and how I show up with whomever I'm interacting with
mm-hmm.
that day?
Mm-hmm.
Another thought I had, and I've been reading a lot about this too, is how frequently do I express appreciation? Not just the generic, oh, good job, or thank you. It's more, how frequently do I get, you know, specific and note what specifically you've done that I appreciate, or what you've done in the past that I respect. Often we're kind of sloppy about that. If we remember to be appreciative, we often say, you know, great job, thanks a lot, and don't say, you know, when you took the time to do that report so thoroughly, or when you took the time to review the notes to make sure that they were clear, that was so helpful, and it makes everything so much easier to do around here at work, or whatever, mm-hmm. whatever it is. Robert Cooper, the author of The Other 90%, his grandfather, who is a physician, every Monday morning would go to work early with stationery. And he would think about, you know, who's made a difference in my week or who could benefit from some encouragement. And he would write a note every Monday morning. He would make a point. Even he'd also look at the paper, say, look at the Herald and see who's having a big thing to celebrate or a sadness in their life. And he would every Monday morning make a point to write a note. I think, now, okay, that's something I could do. Just once a week saying, okay, who should I appreciate or acknowledge or remember to check in with because they're having a tough time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying I am doing this full time, but I know that it makes a big difference in the quality of my day. Just like the Barbara DeAngelis quote, when you share love and kindness, it comes back around. Or as Arthur Rubinstein said, love life and life will love you back. Love people and they will love you back. But to do it just because it's what we value. Mm-hmm. It's a great place to start, and it's a good time to focus on love.
Indeed.